application may vary but required.
WCCP-FM 105.5, Clemson, Greenville, Anderson. WAHT AM 1560, Cowpens. 97.5, Spartanburg. We are the Roar.
Hey, this is 0600. What's the O stand for? Oh, my God, it's early. Speaking of early...
Good morning! Oh, and in case I don't see you, good afternoon, good evening, and good night.
They're all completely gassed. They've given it everything on the global buckets. Here comes Gigans! Here comes Gigans!
Gigans making the play around Sweden.
Yes!
Jesse Gigans,
yes!
To the line.
Yes!
And it is,
yes!
Jesse Gigans,
oh!
Delivering a landmark moment that will be etched in U.S. Olympic history.
Hey, so how did it go today?
Pretty good.
I thought I was out. Pull me back in.
It's time for the Mickey Plyler Show here on The Roar.
Game two of the West Coast tomorrow, Clemson at Cal. Winter Olympic opening ceremonies today. Seattle still a 4.5-point favorite in the Super Bowl. Breeze, Craig, Fitzgerald, Kuechly, and Vinatieri to the NFL Hall of Fame. A busy Friday show, so let's go. Good morning, sports fans. Glad to have you with us for the Friday edition of the Mickey Plyler Show. Friday, February the 6th, 2026. Hope all is well. Looking forward to a great show today. A lot to do today. Going to get with Josh Williams, 725. What does Vegas say about the Super Bowl? At 745, we'll get our ReedyLandCo.com hunting and fishing report from a good friend, Jake. And maybe talk some Clemson basketball with Jake's little girls. And then Roy Philpott in our third hour. Looking forward to it. We're going to talk about basketball today, college basketball today. Never going to talk NBA on the show, are we? With a big weekend, including some huge games this weekend. Going to talk some Winter Olympics. Going to talk some Super Bowl. Going to talk some PGA Tour, some NFL Hall of Fame stuff. Some Clemson women's softball getting their first win of the season last night in the season opener. Some unfortunate news of Clemson women's basketball losing against North Carolina on the road, and Matthew Stafford winning the most valuable player in the NFL. A lot to do here on a very busy Friday show, and maybe for the first time, Will Clanton leads us to the weekend. You always get us coming out of the weekend on Monday and Tuesday. Is this your first Friday show with me, maybe?
I think maybe second or third.
Yeah.
It almost never happens.
I was thinking. How are you, friend? How are you?
I'm doing good. I'm very tired, but hey, we're through the week. We're almost done. We just got to make it through today.
Yeah, I looked at my son yesterday, and I said, "Drake, man, I'm tired, man." He goes, "Aren't we all, Dad? Aren't we all?"
What?
He's 6 years old. He's about to be seven next week. Aren't we all, Dad? And my wife gets no sleep, man, because my daughter sleeps with us, and like she's just up all night with her. So I feel so terrible for her through all that, but. That being said, I had a great day yesterday. Went over. I'll tell you about it. How's your day? What was your Thursday and your Friday? Because you did the Wednesday night basketball game late.
Yeah. Long day on Wednesday. I think I got home around 1:30 a.m. Had a day at the office, real estate office yesterday.
Really?
And I mean, I came home. I cooked dinner.
What'd you cook?
I made some lasagna.
Nice, man.
Paisan. I prepped a lot, so it didn't take as long as it usually does. But anyway, did that. I think I watched TV for like half an hour. I went to bed at like 8 o'clock.
Nice. I go to bed at 8 o'clock every night anyway, so you're good there. I had a great day yesterday. By the way, lasagna's my favorite.
It's great.
Yeah.
If you had to choose, meaty or cheesy?
A lot of meat and a lot of cheese.
If you can only do one. I love both. I mean, you can have cheese, but extra cheese or extra meat?
Meat.
Okay.
But, I mean, the cheese is so good. Nothing better than lasagna. I mean, the only thing better than lasagna, my wife makes these shells with Alfredo sauce, and it's got some sausage, some beef. It's got some spinach, some cream cheese, and there's white Alfredo sauce. I'm an Alfredo sauce guy, man. I love it. She made some Alfredo sauce last night. But Drake and I had pizza out last night. We were in Greenville. We went over. I got fitted for a driver over at Club Champion in Greenville. And Ryan over there is a genius. I had my complete setup wrong. Like in NASCAR, I tell people, when a crew chief comes on, say, well, we missed the setup, man. We missed it. We did the wrong thing. For the last 2 or 3 years, I had the wrong driver type head and the wrong shaft. I'm trying to take spin off the ball, I did it with the head, which is hard to hit, and rather than shaft, we switched it up. We got the right head in there with a low spin shaft. And this guy, Ryan, who is just phenomenal, if you want to get fitted for clubs, Club Champion is the only way to do it, man. Like, they're incredible. And it's a little pricey, but if you're a serious golfer and you don't go get fit right, I mean, you're crazy. They got every manufacturer. I hit TaylorMade's, I hit Callaway's, I hit Titleist, I hit Cobra's, I hit every driver, every shaft, and we got it down to science, man. It's a math class, and he got it done right. So anyway, we went back over and picked my stuff up and how they build it, how meticulous they are about how they build it. I mean, it would blow your mind the just how meticulous is a great word for it. How detailed all of it is. And then how they build it. They did something in the epoxy. Make some tungsten with the epoxy last night to make to get the swing rate right. I've never done that with my driver. So hopefully everything's fixed. Hopefully it's all done there. Anyway, Drake went over there with me, and then we had a good father-son day and all that. That was great. My daughter, we got home last night. My daughter only changed into 4 princess dresses.
Princess dresses throughout the day?
No, throughout the night. From about... From 7 till 8:30, she had 4 of them on. That's what we do, man. That's what we do. So, anyway, I had a great day, man. My daughter's awesome. My son's awesome. My wife's awesome. Like, just, I got emotional yesterday. It's how blessed I am to have those in my life. That was great. But now I'm excited because, you seen the weather? It's going to be 60 today. Now, for golfers, it's not good because the wind's going to be blowing 20. But 60 today, 55 tomorrow, 51 on Sunday. Next week, buddy, 60, 69, 71 on Wednesday, 63 on Thursday. That we don't have any more. Now, we're going to get down to 27 on Saturday night. That's the last 20s we see. I've got a 40s for a low. I've got a 50s for a low coming up in about a week or so. 50s coming up.
I'll take it for sure.
So it just looks good. And not a lot of rain in sight. Had a little snow yesterday. Might get a little snow tonight. A few little flurries, but nothing major there. Anyway, looking forward to that. This is a mega weekend in sports. What are we going to say with Tua, by the way?
There's a couple things regarding college basketball throughout the country I want to look at.
Let's do it. Let me just tell you this. This is a mega weekend. I mean, in American sports, there is nothing bigger than the Super Bowl. Even though this Super Bowl doesn't have a lot of juice, the Super Bowl. And the world, international sports, I think the World Cup's probably number one. Nothing much bigger than the Olympics starting today. And then we've got, if you're a college basketball fan, not only did, well, last night you had Michigan beating Penn State 110-69. Michigan's so stinking good. Tonight you've got UConn and St. John's, 2 ranked teams tonight. And then tomorrow, goodness gracious. Besides Clemson and Cal, you got a big game. Louisville goes to Wake Forest. I think that's a big one. You have Oklahoma and Vanderbilt. Oklahoma is terrible. That's not great. I'm sorry, I misspoke. Vanderbilt's going to crush Oklahoma. You have Duke and North Carolina at 6:30. You've got Illinois and Michigan State, two top tens at 8 o'clock. You've got Florida going to A&M, the two top teams in the SEC. And you've got Houston at BYU, number 8 versus number 16. Mega weekend in college basketball. Oh, by the way, Michigan-Ohio State on Sunday. You have the PGA Tour's got the waste management. That's where Chris Goddard yesterday, by the way, shot 8 under par. He has a two-shot lead over Matthew Fitzpatrick. But that's where you have 500,000 people out there falling down drunk. But going crazy at the Thunderdome there. You've got Clemson softball. Congratulations to the Lady Tigers. They win in extra innings last night as Marion Collins had an RBI single and Corey Hicks had a two-run homer in the 8th to propel Clemson to the win over Southeast Louisiana in the NFCA leadoff classic. 5-3 was the final there. And now doubleheader today in Clearwater, Florida, with Oregon at 4 o'clock and Liberty at 7 o'clock. Bad news, the women's basketball fell last night to North Carolina in Chapel Hill. North Carolina's ranked 25th. Offense wasn't there last night. You had the NFL Hall of Fame stuff that was announced, and Most Valuable Player was announced. So Hall of Fame-wise, Drew Brees, certainly NFL Hall of Famer, Chargers and Saints quarterback. Roger Craig, running back, certainly a Hall of Famer, 49ers, Raiders, and Vikings in the 80s and 90s. You had Larry Fitzgerald, certainly a wide receiver, certainly a NFL Hall of Famer from the Arizona Cardinals. You had linebacker Luke Kuechly, certainly a Hall of Famer from the Carolina Panthers. And you had kicker Adam Vinatieri, certainly a Hall of Famer from his days with the Patriots and the Colts, the kicker there. So great news there for those five that are going in. You had the NFL Most Valuable Player last night, Matthew Stafford, quarterback of the Rams. Defensive player of the year, no doubt about this one, Myles Garrett, defensive end for the Cleveland Browns. The rookie of the year, McMillan, the wide receiver from the Carolina Panthers. Protector of the year, Joe Thuney from the Bears, the guard from the Bears. Comeback player of the year, Christian McCaffrey from the 49ers. Coach of the year, obviously Mike Vrabel from the Patriots. Defensive rookie of the year, Carson Swetsinger, the linebacker from the Browns. Offensive player of the year, Jackson Smith and Jigba, the wide receiver from the Seahawks, who will go crazy on Sunday night. We now have an assistant coach of the year in the NFL. Josh McDaniels, offensive coordinator of the Patriots. Didn't know we had that. So the awards go out last night. We had Olympic scores. Olympic news from yesterday. United States women's hockey beat Chechnya. There's no in. How you say it?
I think you're referring to Chechnya.
Chechnya. No, there's no N in there.
Is there a
C Z E C H I A.
Oh.
Never heard of her. Check that one out for me. C Z E C H I A. Never. Eastern Bloc for sure, right? Check something. Can you look at the history of that company of that country up? Anyway, 5-1 United States won in women's hockey yesterday. Opening ceremonies today. No idea what.
Oh, it's the Czech Republic.
But
it's an alternative name for the Czech Republic. Kind of like we're calling Turkey now.
Do what?
Yeah, it's just that the English pronunciation has changed.
We're not calling Turkey. What?
Yes. That's yeah.
The next thing you tell me is we're going to start saying Pakistan. Man, I'm 57 years old. For the first 45 years of my life, we called it Pakistan. And then Obama got elected. He started saying Pakistan. I was like, what is Pakistan? Anyway, it's like when Americans call Paris Paris. I'm like, no, it's Paris to us. Anyways, it's the Czech Republic then.
Yes.
What do we decide to change the name? Like, we're going to call it something else.
I'm not sure the politics over there, so I don't think anything's changed. But
what's the turkey stuff you're bringing up over there? What's that about? Let me ask you this way. Can I still call it turkey? Well, will people laugh at me?
You can still call it turkey.
Can I still call it Czech Republic?
Yeah.
Okay. United States beat Czech Republic 5-1 yesterday. Good stuff. We have Clemson and Cal in basketball. I told you that. Got a busy man. Busy show. A lot to do today. A heck of a lot to do today. So yesterday, another thing that happened yesterday. I had Will come out from Blue Ridge Heating and Air to do my preventive maintenance. And everything went great, except for two things. We changed the capacitor out. Minor change. A little preventive there. It was past its date to be changed. It wasn't broken, but if your capacitor goes out and it shuts the whole system down, I got to come out, do emergency service. I just went ahead and did a little preventive maintenance there, put a new one in there. And the other one is, and I didn't like this. He said, around one of your ductwork areas, you had a critter kind of tear some of the insulation there. So we're going to go back and re-insulate that part of it. But my main thing was, what kind of critter? Like a cute little kitty? Or was it some sort of big mammoth, ready to scratch my eyes out, possum or skunk? You know, like, don't tell me critter, man. First, I don't want any critters underneath my house. All right? Was a great big python ready to squeeze the air out of me? You know, like, what kind of critter are we talking about here? Cute little chipmunk or a rabid skunk or possum is going to try to crush my soul? Anyway, got to get the ductwork redone. Not all redone. There's one spot in there. We're going to get a little insulation around that. So that's good. With that being said, this plan went great. It is detailed. I didn't know this, man. So just let me quickly tell you about this. When they come in and start doing all of your preventive maintenance stuff, it's a complete look at everything. I mean, I knew it was going to be this way, but I'm looking at now the humidity levels, the ductwork, the crawl space insulation, the layout of the system, the equipment data plate sticker, the evaporator coil condition, the evaporator, if I can do it this way, the monitor blower, the condenser coil, the condenser fan motor, the heating kit operation. They checked all these things. The contactor, the electrical wiring, the capacitors, I got a new one there, the defrost board, the compressor, the refrigerant charge, the dryer vent condition, the condensate piping, the P-trap or vent ventilation, or installed, or vent installed, the monitor drain, the condensed treatment, went through all this. Made sure the code issues, made sure it had any kind of heat exchanger or anything going on there, carbon monoxide levels, checked all these things. And thoroughly checked all these things. Thank goodness, nothing major there. So, good work. Blue Ridge Heating Air, get on that preventive maintenance plan. BlueRidgeHeatingAir.com. Short break, segment two, talking some college basketball with Will Clinton when we return after this.
The biggest game of the football season is right around the corner. And you, yes, you, can get in on all the action with Underdog right here in South Carolina. They've got a great deal to help you get started. It's the easiest way to play. It's the most fun, too. Just head to the app, and you can make picks on if a player will go higher or lower on stats for this big game, like passing yards or rush attempts or tackles or kicking points. I mean, it runs the gamut. It's awesome. You can win up to 5,000 times your cash. Plus, there's new promos daily that drop into the app. So if you like making picks and winning money, then Underdog is a place to be for the big game. So what are you waiting for? Download the app today and use promo code OOB to score $75 in fantasy bonus entries when you play your first $5 on fantasy. That's promo code OOB. Underdog, make picks, win money. Must be 18 plus, present in South Carolina. Terms apply. See assets.underdogfantasy.com/web/playing. Get terms _dfs_.html for details. Consider your play. Call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit www.ncpgambling.org.
Gilstrap Roofing's experienced team specializes in shingle and flat roofs for residential, commercial, and industrial customers. Their dedication to complete customer satisfaction is why a large portion of their business comes from repeat customers and referrals. If you need a full-service roofing contractor that has over 88 years of experience and takes pride in top customer satisfaction, Gilstrap Roofing has got you covered. Call for your free roofing estimate today at 269-1232 and online at gilstraproofing.com.
If you've been charged with a criminal offense, the legal system can be overwhelming and intimidating. You could be facing significant consequences. You need someone in your corner to help you navigate it all. Nick Lavery, Clemson's local attorney, will help you get the answers you need. Call today for your free consultation at 864-654-3680 or visit nicklaverylaw.com. You don't have to go through this alone. Nick Lavery, Clemson's local attorney, here for you.
A scholarship doesn't just pay for school.
When I first started out, I'd be around the baseball field all day, just watching the guys' feet, like how they're moving, how they're breaking out of the clay. Turfgrass management is not just cutting grass. There's so much more to it.
It turns passion into purpose.
The South Carolina Education Lottery definitely allowed me to find myself again, to get an education, eventually starting my organization. I got legs.
Adam and Greg are two of over 750,000 Life Scholars giving back for a better South Carolina. Visit seeducationlottery.com/betteryou.
Men, listen up. It's time to transform your life this season. Step up and take control of your health with Low Country Male Semaglutide, the ultimate game changer for men. Semaglutide will help shed those extra pounds over the holiday season. At Low Country Male, we're all about you. Feel stronger, look better, and become the man you've always wanted to be. Say goodbye to your beer belly with the help of Semaglutide. Visit Low Country Male today, where real men get real results.
Kraft Stove Store and Patio is here to help your home stay warm and cozy until spring with over 20 burning displays of vented and vent-free gas logs. Vent-free logs will heat for just pennies an hour and even keep you warm and cozy in the event of a power failure. Kraft Stove Store and Patio even features the Radiant Heating vented gas logs that have a real fire look and radiant heat. Visit Kraft Stove Store and Patio, located on 3002 Wade Hampton Boulevard, Taylor's.
Kraft Stove Store and Patio.
Live and local sports talk coming to you from the Upcountry Fiber Studios.
This is 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar.
Serving the five counties of the South Carolina Upstate, Upcountry Fiber is a stronger connection.
The Mickey Plyler Show, forming the Upstate since circa 1834. Dang, that is old. Monday through Friday, right here on The Roar, where every day is game day.
Western Bay, and it serves 100 ships a day. Lonely sailors pass the time away and talk about their homes.
When it's 60 degrees outside next week, you want to do these bonus ribeye steaks at Ingles. Certified premium USDA choice beef right now. Save $7.50 a pound on that at Ingles. Go get your Boston butt right now for just $1.98 a pound. That'll be a good slow cook. You know, you don't mind slow cooking if it's 60 outside next week. Some freshly ground chuck right now, 3 pounds or more. You're going to save $1.90 a pound on that. The Blue Bell ice cream, the best in the business, man. Saving $2.70 a half gallon for those things. They've got you covered. I love going over and get the avocados at only 68 cents a piece. Love getting the tomatoes on the vine right now. You're saving $1 a pound. There's only $1.48 a pound. We're big sour cream fans and cottage cheese fans in our family. Both those, Daisy's on sale right now. Select the varieties of that on sale. So go by and see our great friends over at Ingles. Love the prices, love the savings. If you have a Super Bowl Sunday party, don't forget, load up food and all your drinks for your party at the Ingles, your local neighborhood Ingles. Love the prices, love the savings. Segment two. Before I get to segment two quickly, you're breaking all kinds of geographical information on me over there. Now you're saying Turkey, eh? Like it's some sort of pig Latin. United States, eh? Turkey, eh? What? What is it? To Turkey, eh? Again? You did some research on this for me.
Well, I've known about. We'll say Turkey. I've known about that. That is more of a culture. It's a rebrand, really.
Yeah.
Because that's the pronunciation that the people the Turks use.
You know what they say in Jersey.
Dikey. Jersey.
Dikey. Oh. Yeah. All right. What else you got for me over there? You're telling me that well, you already talked about the Czech Republic deal.
Yes. And
you're talking about France too. Like what are you talking about?
Well, I was giving you the comparison. So Czechia is that's the region. All like right. France is the region. The governmental body is called the French Republic.
Okay.
So the Czech Republic is like calling France the French Republic. Like, no one cares. The people that live there, you're not going to offend them.
Here's the deal,
that's,
man.
It's just more
accurate. Mama named him Clay. I'm calling him Clay. He Clay to me. All right? I'm sorry. Turkey's Turkey. France is France. Czech Republic's Czech Republic. Mama named him Clay. I'm calling him Clay. Clay to me. Anyway.
Not going to offend me. You asked me to do the research. I'm just doing what I'm told.
I know. You did great, man. You did great. Segment two with Will Klein.
So, Houston right now. The Houston Cougars sitting pretty. Second place in the Big 12. Not sure if you noticed this, but Kelvin Sampson, who's a fantastic head coach, Houston, people forget Houston was down and out across the athletic department there. They did not compete in many sports at all for a long time. Kelvin Sampson's really brought them out to be a year in, year out, a contender, not just for the Big 12, but on the national level. But he kind of went off kilter during the postgame interview, I think 2 days ago, about their budget and NIL.
But, you know, we have a very poor athletic department. We're poor. You know, we're poor when I got here, and we're still poor. We probably have the lowest budget of anybody in Power Four, you know, and you know, the way our recruiting is going, we have to stop at some point because we don't have enough money to keep bringing in really good players. And that's not easy for us to do. You know, people ask about recruiting. You know, teams that have the best recruiting classes usually have the most money. That's the way it is today. You know, like we know, you know, we signed Akenna and Erivan. Early, you know, a lot of these kids we have will come back, but who knows what else we'll sign? Depends on how much money we have. It's not about who do we want to sign; it's who can we afford to sign.
It brings the question that we've been talking about for a while.
Yeah.
When does the money run out?
Well, let me—I must apologize. I was answering a text. Who was that?
That was Kelvin Sampson.
Okay.
Houston Cougars head coach, men's basketball.
All right. It's hard for me to feel bad for Kelvin Sampson, but he's not wrong. Now, part of that, you got to think with their fan base and their success that Kelvin Sampson can go out and raise some money. And maybe he's – I don't know how poor the whole athletic department is. The thing about Houston is, like a lot of big cities, is there it's the Rockets, the Astros, you know, the Texans. So in big cities like that, I get it. But there's also a lot of opportunities there for NIL in Houston, Texas. There's a lot of oil money down there, and there's got to be some people that Kelvin Sampson can go meet with to do these things. But he's right. Now, the question you posed to me, if I heard it correctly, was when does the money run out? Well, in places like Houston and Texas Tech and Texas A&M and Texas, the money runs out much slower than it does in Columbia, South Carolina, and in Clemson, South Carolina. I mean, last time I checked, Jed and Ellie Mae and Granny aren't over here shooting up the Texas oil from the state of South Carolina. That's down there in Texas. And last time I checked, I still fill my car up with gasoline. You know, last time I checked, petroleum is still, you know, a major contributor compared to our textile mills here, you know. So the money will dry up at a far slower rate. And I just get back to this, really, truly, millionaires aren't enough. You need a billionaire, because millionaires will have donor fatigue. Millionaires cannot continue to give you millions of dollars every year. Billionaires, there's no fatigue. So a place like Miami, a place like Michigan, you know, these are where there's billionaires out there giving us money. That won't end. That won't end anytime soon. So,
alternatively, you have, you know, Houston claiming that they're poor. Also going on in Division I men's basketball, you have Utah Valley University. I had to look up this city because I'd never heard it before. Orem, Utah. O-R-E-M. Orem, Utah.
It's not Orme?
I don't think so.
Are they going to rename it or anything?
Today it's Orem.
Okay.
At least that's what's being reported. We'll wait for the Mormon governing body to let us know how to pronounce it. But UVU, Utah Valley University, is leaving the Western Athletic Conference, which is strange to see. I think they only have six teams in that conference right now. But they are departing to join the Big West.
Right.
And they're outgoing. I can't remember if it was the president or the athletic director has now gone on record saying that they will not be paying the required $1 million exit fee due to their finances. Mm. This is a very small school that does not compete in a lot of sports. Obviously, just D1 basketball, not football. But $1 million is too much for them. They can't do it. And it brings me to your point that you already brought up. Billionaires.
Yeah.
And there's two studies that I'm really interested in to see how these, especially football programs, work out over the next 3 to 5 years. Both in the Big Ten. Both with billionaire donors. Northwestern has, they're almost done. They're going to open their new stadium that's been under construction for the last, at least 2 years. Ryan Field, an $862 million stadium. By the way, guess what the capacity is for this nearly $1 billion stadium?
I'm not going to embarrass myself.
32,000.
Okay. All right. I was going to guess close to that, but not. Anyway, I thought I'd miss it by 20,000 or something, you know?
Yeah.
Couple of things quickly. Do you know why? I'm reading an article from Myra Metcalf of ESPN. Mm-hmm. When they go get the freshman, what's his name from BYU?
Tabata.
Yeah, DeMonza. He said it shocked the college basketball world when a high-flying prospect, a black non-Mormon kid from Boston, zeroed in on a private, predominantly white Mormon school in the mountains of Utah. But there's one quote in the article. It is from Paul Lilgenquist, BYU's most active booster. He's the CEO of Focus Services, a $500 million company based in Utah. And his quote is, quote, "You're not going to outbid us." And they've got this conglomerate of BYU boosters, BYU backers that got together. They helped. They call Salt Lake City the Silicon Slopes for the most fruitful tech companies now moving there. And you've got the flagship program of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, BYU, and this big alumni base in the Mormon community that have pulled their money together and said, the quote from the CEO of this thing, "You're not going to outbid us." And that's what Kelvin Sampson, he's got to get with those people and raise that money and say, "You're not going to outbid us. We're poor right now." But somewhere out there, Houston has somebody. Now, look this up during the break or during the segment. Harvard has the most billionaire alumni. They got over 100 billionaires. There's only like 900 billionaires in the United States.
Only. Okay.
Stanford and University of Penn. Penn won't be a but Stanford could be a factor. They've got a bunch of billionaires. A lot of that is grad school stuff, though. I don't know why. Is grad school really? I mean, it counts, but do you have a draw to your as an alumnus as a grad compared to your undergrad? Anyway, MIT, Yale, Cornell, you know, so could some of these get together and say, "All right, we want to compete. We want to go all in. We want to do this."
All it takes is one.
Yeah.
Like you said, all it takes is one billionaire to step in.
That's it.
And do it. Northwestern, that stadium was built by Pat Ryan, Northwestern alumnus, whose net worth is $8.8 billion. And, you know, he's got some skin in the game, too, because it's an off-campus stadium, and they're still going to be operating it. They're going to be able to, you know, it's not a donation to the university. The use is the donation. But it's interesting to see that Northwestern is starting to flex and spend a lot of money. That's why Chip Kelly is now their offensive coordinator.
Yeah.
just 2 years removed from
it's a new world, man.
Year and a half removed from Ohio State University winning the national championship with him. Rutgers in the Big Ten as well, operating at a deficit throughout their entire athletic department.
Hundreds of millions of dollars, right? Like the universities, but the athletic department is like one of the biggest reasons that they're in the red.
They've lost $300 million in the last 5 years from athletics. Yeah. Yes.
So your question is like, when does it stop? When does money dry up?
And Rutgers, they have an issue with having a lot of donors. They have a primary donor. They have a billionaire, Jeff and Amy Towers, $2.2 billion net worth. But they don't want to spend as much money. Obviously, it's a lot tougher to build a...
You know, Tony Soprano went to Rutgers for a semester and a half.
Yes. Yes. But he's not with us anymore.
No.
If you remember.
I have Houston's solution. Tillman J. Fertitta is the owner of the Houston Rockets. He is a University of Houston alum, and he is worth $10 billion. Now, he's given $20 million to the basketball program. And $50 million gift to the College of Medicine. He's got his honorary doctorate degree. You know, if you give $70 million, they give you a doctorate degree there.
Yeah.
Which is great. But they also have people who are worth a lot of money. But this is a billionaire, man. You and Tillman sit down and figure the thing out. Hash it out, man. Do you like us being in the top 10? Do you like us going to the Final Four? Would you like to win another Would you like to win a national championship? Because we can do this. He has Houston's been to Final Four in 2021, 2025. Let's see if we can win this thing. Pony up. This is what it's going to cost. And BYU says we can't outbid you. Oh yeah, hold my beer. Let's see. But this is it. This is what it's come down to. Now, but this guy he can't. He can't give them enough money to have donor fatigue at $10 billion.
He could give them all the money they need to pay for every single player on every single team and still make money on the interest of his investments and what he's got in the bank. Yes.
Yes. And I don't know how it's divided up, but if you had – let me see if I'm right for $10 billion. Let's see if I'm doing this thing right. One more. I'm trying to add all the zeros in here.
3 to 5% return on investment.
Let's go at
you're
four.
Looking at a four. I mean, that's $40 million in interest.
You sure it's not $400
million? Yes.
Million. It's $40 million in interest.
$40 million in interest a year, just at a 3 to 5% return rate.
Without touching the principal.
Correct.
You know, I could give you $20
million. Yes.
A year. Go buy what you want. $20 million. Anyway, that's interesting. Really interesting. I want to continue the question. When does it dry up? With that said, I saw a poll yesterday among the 16 college basketball coaches in the SEC. And it was a... I'll get to it in a second. It was, what do you call it, where you don't put your name behind it? Anonymous. Mm-hmm. South Carolina's last as far as the value of the job, like how the job is perceived. In the SEC, South Carolina men's basketball is last. I don't understand that. The perception of that job. Let's talk about it. Short break. We'll come back. Great segment, too. Kelvin Sampson said they're poor. I guess. We'll see. But they're still good in basketball right now. And he's a really good coach. But he's poor. Short break. Come back much more on the other side after this.
Attention student athletes. Don't let injury or surgery keep you on the sidelines longer than it should. Get back in the game faster with Ortho Laser Spartanburg. Our state-of-the-art FDA-approved laser therapy is the strongest on the market, designed to reduce swelling, relieve pain, and speed up recovery. And now, with special student pricing, there's no better time to heal smarter, not harder. Whether you're in high school or college, Ortho Laser is here to help you return to peak performance. Visit our website, recoverwithlight.com. Get back in the game with Ortho Laser Spartanburg.
Some sandwiches are good, This one, it hits different. Meet the roast beef and cheddar, stacked with savory roast beef, crispy onions, and sharp cheddar cheese, all stacked up with bold horseradish sauce. And now, it's toasted. That means hot, melty goodness in every bite. Roast beef and cheddar. Bigger, bolder, toastier. Only at Jimmy John's.
Contractors, we know what it takes to build something great. Long days, hard work, and the right materials. At Harbin Lumber Company, we're here to make sure you've got everything you need to get the job done. Since 1917, we've been your trusted partner in building dreams. From framing lumber to finished materials. When you work with Harbin, you're not just getting quality supplies, you're getting a team that's got your back. Visit one of our local lumber yards today and let's build dreams together.
When your business depends on the road, trust Skinner Tire for reliable truck tire solutions. From heavy-duty tires to expert alignments, tire balancing, and quick repairs, we keep your fleet rolling. Serving the upstate of South Carolina, we offer installation, oil changes, and 24-hour roadside help, so you're never left stranded. Skinner Tire has you covered. Visit SkinnerTires.com or call 864-599-0026 today for truck tires and service you can count on.
Did you know the IRS is hiring thousands of new revenue officers, leading to more audits and levies? If you have outstanding taxes, these changes could bring added stress and trouble your way. Take action now before things get worse. Let David Green at Green Law Firm help you resolve your tax issues before the IRS comes knocking. Call Green Law Firm today at 864-271-7940. That's 864-271-7940. Or visit greenlaw.legal. Act now and enjoy peace of mind tomorrow.
Poor indoor air quality can significantly decrease your quality of life through experiencing sinus infections, allergies, respiratory issues, and headaches. An easy-to-install device called UV PhotoMax uses purifying blue light to zap bacteria, mold, and viruses before they enter your home's air vents. Purify the air your family breathes and help protect them from mold, bacteria, and viruses with the UV PhotoMax from Estes Heating and Air. Serving Oconee, Pickens, Greenville, and surrounding areas. Visit ESHeatingAir.com today for more information.
Concerned about a potential gas leak at home? No worries. Fort Hill Natural Gas, your safety-focused energy provider, has you covered. Natural Gas, renowned for its safety and reliability, ensures your household comfort while it's colorless and odorless. We've added a distinctive rotten egg scent for instant leak detection. If you ever smell a gas odor, act fast and call the Fort Hill Natural Gas office immediately. For more safety tips, visit FHNGA.com.
Tee off your morning with the Mickey Flyler Show. Weekdays from 6 to 9 a.m.
We take out our drivers, we tee up, and that ball goes sailing up into the sky, holds there for a moment, and then...
Only on 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar, where every day is game day.
Sitting in the morning sun, I'll be sitting when the evening comes, watching the ships roll in, and then I'll watch them roll away again. Yeah, I'm sitting on the dock of the bay, watching the tide roll away. Sitting on the dock of the bay, wasting time.
Double Dog Video Production. If you need a video like we did, we contacted these folks. They did an awesome job for us. The price is great, by the way. But Mr. Culberson is a fantastic, a talented videographer, editor. It's 60 national and local awards, regional awards. Over 30 years in the business, been with YFF, all that. Love it. Love our great friends over at Double Dog Video Production. I love this Double Dog deer they've got. So if you're not satisfied with the end product, fine, return it. They'll give you your 100% of your money back. But what John says is, that's fine. That's never happened before. We offered every one of our clients. Nobody's ever been unsatisfied with their product. And these are big-time clients, by the way. The largest manufacturers in the upstate of South Carolina are using these good folks. At WCCP here, we use them. Double Dog Video Production. Good stuff there. So a couple people checked it. I was right. You know, when it comes to high finance, leave that to me, Will Clanton. That's $400 million a year.
Yeah, 4%. I'm not happy about being wrong with math.
It's so many so many zeros. Like, you got that many zeros. You got to bear with us on it. Yeah. For $400 million a year, just in interest, the guy could give you $20 million. He'd give you $40 million. And still have $360 million left over without touching the principal ever. $40 million a year. Like, okay, man, make the thing happen. But maybe the guys like me, honest to goodness, if I'm drawing $400 million a year in interest, I'm not going to go give it to a college basketball player. I'm sorry. I'm not going to give it to a college football player. And I know that when I say that, people at Clemson, at the athletic department, cringe like, oh, no. I mean, my kids are going to be taken care of. I'm going to go give Red Martin. We're going to build a homeless shelter. We're going to get some washers and dryers over there and some refrigerators. We're going to get a place to cook, place to do their laundry, the shower. Right? We'll do something there. I'm going to go help out some. I'm going to give some to St. Jude's, right? I'm going to give some to the Shriners, right? Like, the idea that you can shoot a basketball really, really well, and so I got to give you this money? Nah, man. It would be fun just to give away money. Like, just to find good causes and to do it this way. Give them a buzz or show up at the front door and say, that I'm going to give you this. You're going to sign this over. I'm going to sign this over to you, but you can sign one thing. You're not going to tell anybody we did it. Part of that is you don't want to be bugged by everybody after that. But the other part is like, nah, man, we're going to do this without anybody knowing it. Anonymously is the way to give that. So that'd be cool.
I'd sign an NDA for $1 million, for sure.
All right. We'll do that during the break. I did get a text. We don't talk a whole lot about the NBA, but I did get a text from 8740. He said, how about my Charlotte Hornets? 8 in a row for the first time since 1999. Let's go, Hornets. Was 99 Grandmama and Alonzo Mourning? Can you look up the 99 Hornets for me? And were they the Hornets at that point in time? Did they move? Did they come back? Like, what did that look like?
Yeah, they were definitely the Hornets in that season.
Was that Grandmama, Larry Johnson, Alonzo Mourning? I thought they had it figured out then.
No.
Who's on that team?
Elton Campbell, oh. Baron Davis.
Oh.
Brad Miller, David Wesley.
How about that?
I feel like that was like 97 maybe.
Hornets 10th now in the Eastern Division, or Eastern Conference, I should say, 24-28. But the thing about the Hornets is, and I don't keep up with them, don't get me wrong, I'm not a big Hornets fan, but between LaMelo Ball's playing unbelievably well right now, Knipple is their future. And Brandon Miller obviously is playing really well. But they've got some Miles Bridges on that team. Yeah, they got some parts, man. They got some parts. So anyway, good win for the Charlotte Hornets, 8 in a row there. 654-ROAR, 654-7627. So on Twitter yesterday, I saw this. The SEC basketball coaches ranked the top jobs in the league. And the team that was last was South Carolina. And for the life of me, I don't understand this. I don't understand. Like, to me, I grew up in the Frank McGuire era. And Frank McGuire had South Carolina rolling, by the way. So I remember the John Roach days as much. But when Zam Frederick was there or whatever, I remember the Alex English days. Like, they were rolling. So I was reading one of the articles about it yesterday, and it said, oh, yeah, in college basketball, it's widely known that the South Carolina job is not a very good job. I'm like, I don't get that. I don't understand that. First of all, I do think this. Here it is. These are by the Field of 68. Southeastern Conference job rankings. Kentucky 1, no surprise there. Texas 2. Arkansas 3. That surprise you? The Walton Arena, Walton Family Money maybe. They love it there. Why is Arkansas such a great baseball job and a great basketball job, but not a great football job? Like, why are the Pittsburgh Pirates small market in baseball, but the Steelers are historically unbelievably successful in football? Like,
well, that's the ownership between those two.
Right. Tennessee 4th, Florida 5th, A&M 6th. Now, this is job prestige rankings among the coaches. 16 coaches were polled for this. Alabama 7, Missouri 8, Auburn 9, LSU 10, Georgia 11, Vanderbilt 12, Ole Miss 13, Oklahoma 14, Mississippi State 15, and South Carolina 16. Why is South Carolina considered such a bad job in basketball? Why is it worse than Mississippi State in basketball? There's nothing new in Starkville. One of the things I always heard growing up is, oh, man, Clemson can't recruit in basketball because basketball is an urban sport and Clemson's such a rural thing. Why is Mississippi State ahead of South Carolina? So for Gamecock fans, and I know you have this debate among yourself, tell me why – what's the pitfalls of the job? Why is it not marketable? What is so bad about the South Carolina men's basketball job? Call in or text in with that one. I don't get it. Am I wrong? Well, I mean –
They've got great facilities.
Yeah, the building is – I'll say this. I've only been in the building maybe 10 times ever. It's kind of a cold building.
Yeah.
I don't mean temperature cold. It's just not cozy. It's not.
It's brutalist.
Intimate.
Yes. It's very manufactured.
Yeah, it's like a cookie cutter big arena. Can you look at what it holds?
I think it's 13,000.
Yeah, I mean, it's a bigger place. So it doesn't feel like a home court. Of course, when they're good, it's a home court advantage. I just don't understand the whole thought of why South Carolina is a bad job. Columbia, now again, no one's ripped the city of Columbia more than me. But
18,000.
Yeah, I thought it was like 16, but 18,000. That doesn't make it great. But you've got some history there. South Carolina was good at one point in time. They've been in the Final Four in the last 15 years now, I guess. Like, this is not a terrible job. What's holding South Carolina back in this poll right here? Any theories?
Maybe their athletic director.
He's new.
He's new, but for a long time, they had a guy making some questionable decisions.
Yeah, Ray Tanner did not do a good job there. Texas said, because you're second to Dawn.
Yeah.
You don't want to play second fiddle to that, but let me ask you this. So why is that not a big factor for
LSU?
LSU's 10th in this poll, though.
Okay.
Why is that not a big factor for Texas is good. Texas is second. Of course, South Carolina's a unique situation. Texas football is number one. Texas basketball is number two. Baseball is probably number three. South Carolina, I mean, I'm not joking when I say this. It's almost, does it hurt you that South Carolina women's basketball is good? It doesn't hurt football. That's not the reason they're bad in football. But
you could argue they're number three.
Texas said this. UConn's good in both. UConn women's basketball doesn't hurt UConn's men's basketball. It's a good point, Texture. Thank you so much.
Yeah.
So again, I just don't know. I mean, I'm baffled that it is perceived. Now this is, I think I'm right with saying this. Anonymously polled the coaches and asked them to rank every job in the league. This is what the coaches in the league say. Texas says playing second fiddle to Dawn means you have better facilities, though. Well, maybe. Maybe. Just wonder why that's the case. Let me see if Delvin has a theory on this. Tiger Diagnostic phone lines. Delvin, do you have a theory? Like, why is South Carolina basketball perceived to be such a bad job?
Well, maybe they broke like Houston is.
Broke is a joke. No, I think they're going to give a bunch of money. I think they're so starved to win, they're starting giving some money there. Maybe I'm wrong.
I hear about that, and I also think that I don't know. Maybe the coaches you hired lately, it's been, you know, they started with the dude I forgot who his name that escaped me for a month past. So maybe the coaches. That you got to get in there some better coaches in there to help the program out, and also you got to get I think it's just coming down to coaching, and like you said, I think they're gonna put more money into it. But you got, I think, better coaches, because they said the league done got better with coaches, maybe. So I'm not having fun at right coach yet.
Yeah, I like Frank Martin. I thought he did a good job. Darren Horn was terrible. Dave Odom was
Darren Horn,
okay there.
Darren Horn.
But when Eddie Fogler was there, like, that was a good program. Steve Newton and George Felton weren't. Bill Foster wasn't. But Frank McGuire had a good program. Maybe it's that. Hey, Devin, I'm sorry, man. I got to run. You want me to put you on hold? You want me to put you on hold?
No, you can. No, you don't got to put me on hold. That's all I just want to talk about.
Have a good weekend, man. Appreciate the phone call. Hey, Patterson Tax Service, PATTX.com, 864-859-8289. Send me your text today. Have you been already? Do you have your appointment set up? How many years you been with them? Let me know. Patterson Tax Service. If you've been, give me how it went for you. PATTX.com, PATTX.com, 864-859-8289. I am about 5 weeks away from getting my taxes done. You can do the same. Check in with them. Walk-ins are welcome, but make your appointment. They'd love to take care of you. The Patterson Tax Service, doing your taxes for you today. Hour number two when you come back right after this.